Offender, please come forward. State your name and address.
Christine Vitale, 254 Vernon Hill Road. I see the RIASAP survey is being presented again. It feels like it was just presented yesterday. I just want to add, I spoke about this the last time it was before this board. I'm coming at it from a PTA standpoint. At the last time I spoke, I was the PTA president of the middle school. I was the PTA president of Fairfield Little last year. And I will say that we used the data that we got from that survey to really drive programmings. RIASAP came, they presented to parents. I would say you probably had about 50 parents in attendance to hear the survey results. We had discussion afterwards to plan programming for this year and last year. We partnered with Ward. We received funding from the Fairfield Cares Community Coalition through a grant from RIASAP. So I would really just urge you to please keep it in place. Let me slow down. And to keep the format of administration the same that it has been. I know last time around there was discussion about opting in and opting out. By all means, parents should have the right to opt out, but I would encourage, I would really hope that as many students as possible would be able to take this test, survey. I think the data is important. It's looked at by a variety of people, from the school district to PTAs to the Fairfield Cares Community Coalition, which has a lot of different organizations that serve our youth. We used the data, not really, some of it was for alcohol prevention, but a lot of our programming dealt more with building resiliency in children, improving communication, social media, some of the bigger picture issues that, you build strong kids and hopefully a lot of the substance abuse program problems will be non-existent. Thank you, and I'm sorry for speaking so fast. I hope I did that in 3 minutes. And in terms of the school year, and April 26th, do not extend the school year. Let there be a professional development day. Let school end on the 17th. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The pink sheet wasn't up, so you could have slowed down just a little bit for the future. Any other member of the public wish to come forward and speak on a discussion item that's on the agenda? Nobody? Thank you very much. We're at presentations. We have two today. The first one is consideration of the Regional Youth Adult Social Action Partnership, RIASAP survey. It's on for discussion and presentation, and it'll be on the April 5th agenda for a vote. We have with us Bob Francis, the executive director of RIASAP, who my guess is going to make some opening comments and then be available for questions.
Well, I'd like to thank the past speaker. She did a nice job in presenting basically what I'm going to give you, except for a little bit of history. RIASAP has been surveying young people in the greater Bridgeport area actually since 1985 when RIASAP was created. The particular survey that's in front of you today is a change from where we started. We used to just look at substance abuse and substance abuse prevention issues. Around 1997, we switched to a survey that surveyed young people's assets and their strengths as well as their needy behaviors and at-risk behaviors. And that gave us a better picture of what young people were really all about. There's an old saying that no need, no problem ever solved the problem, and which is where we came to the asset philosophy that it's only the assets and strengths of young people that are really going to address the issues that they have, and that also comes from a parent perspective as well. And so we've been doing the survey every 2 or 3 years since then. When she said it was just yesterday, it was 2 years ago. And when you get to my age, the time goes fast enough that 2 years ago does feel a lot like yesterday. And so we're doing the survey again this winter and spring as we're taking a look at it. It's been used in the survey comes out of the Search Institute from Minneapolis, Minnesota. They've now done this survey with somewhere around 45 million middle school and high school students across the United States. It's being used extensively by the federal government, by the state government, by organizations like us, and more more important, I think, for us is it's being used by each of the five communities in Greater Bridgeport that end up doing the survey with us to do their own planning and address the unique needs of each of the communities that we have here. You heard a couple of the ways that it's been used in Fairfield. It's been used for several other things. It's been used to adjust school health curriculum and taking a look at what's important there and adding special elements, you know, as young people's behavioral health issues, either substance abuse, mental health, suicide prevention, a lot of stuff now going on in social media around things like sexting and cyberbullying and things like that. And so things have been adjusted, and a lot of that's been based on the information that's come out of the survey. You heard that Fairfield Cares uses this to a great degree. The survey data was used for a quite large grant that the town of Fairfield got last year in the area of substance abuse prevention. We've done a lot of community education with this. I mean, one of our primary goals of the survey is that we all think we know our young people and know them well, but this gives us a pretty good picture of what's going on. Fairfield over the past 5-6 years has demonstrated an awful lot of improvement in the risky behaviors as they've been going down, and there's been improvement there. And as they go down, we've seen that the developmental assets are going up. So it essentially proves the theory. As you strengthen young people's assets, the risky behaviors end up being reduced as you take a look at it. So 2 years ago, we did 12 presentations, I believe, in Fairfield to some 600 people or so, educating them about the data that came out of the survey itself. And then there was a lot of follow-up information that came. There were workshops on suicide prevention and mental health promotion. Recently, there's been a lot of work taking a look at opioids and the use of prescription drugs inappropriately. It gives us a good sense of what's improving, what needs improvement, so it really helps in planning. And so I think that gives you a good idea about how the survey's been used. I think the specifics about how it's administered and stuff like that, if you have questions about that, I'd be happy to answer those, and I'd also be happy to answer anything else about the survey itself. I've got copies here that'll be in each of the middle schools and high schools where the survey is going to be conducted, and so it'll be on, and Dr. Tidle, you might be able to think this, I would suspect it'll be on the Fairfield Board of Ed website for viewing. It'll also be on the RISAP website for viewing, ryasap.org. And as was heard before, it's an opt-out that parents can opt out of the process, and it's just a, you know, everybody's informed that the survey is actually going to be occurring, and so they get the opportunity. And we have somewhere around a 1% opting out over the years we've done the survey in the Greater Bridgeport region. So,
and the survey that he's talking about is in your packet as enclosure number one. Mm-hmm. You're finished with your presentation?
I'm all okay. Finished.
Questions from the board on this so that you have the information that you need in order to vote on April 5th? Mrs. Maxon-Canelli.
Just two questions. If you could clarify exactly how many kids, you know, in terms of section numbers, are actually taking it. And then secondly, not to, but through the chair to Dr. Tidle, if you could just explain how the opt-out opportunity gets communicated to parents. If that's just going to be as part of an Infinite Campus Blast, is it a letter that goes through home through the health classes? But those are my two questions.
Okay. On how many students take the test, it's about a 25% sample of all 7th through 12th graders. It will occur, I think, in all five schools that were taking the survey. So.
I think last time we did this, we weren't quite as Infinite Campus savvy as we are now. So I think we'd have to take a look at, we try to do as much electronically as we possibly can. So I think my advice would be, just looking at folks out there, that we would send something home on Infinite Campus, direct them to this, and go from there. That's how we do it.
Thank you.
They're nodding out there, so I guess I got the right answer.
Other questions, Mr. Llewellyn?
So a clarification on that, please. When you say send something home through Infinite Campus, will there be an attachment sent out? Or what is that exact process? Because I know 2 years ago, the board had voted to have it proactively sent out, but there was a snafu and it didn't actually get sent out. So I'm trying to understand how it will be sent out specifically. Will it be an attachment via email? Or is it something someone's going to have to kind of log on and find?
Well, no, we can send a message with a, you know, attachment right to it. We don't have to have people log in to get to it.
Okay.
So I don't think we would. I think you'd want to have it so that people wouldn't have to log into the portal to see it.
Okay.
But it all depends on what way the parents have asked to have the communication. Some people want it by email. Some people want it by text. It goes on whatever the system is that the parents want. I don't remember from 2 years ago what happened, but you know, we want to make sure that everybody gets it.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions by board members? Ms. Carnell, followed by Mr. Patton.
How long does the test usually take the students to complete?
It's a class period.
Okay. So I think this...
Well, our class periods have doubled, so yeah. Now it's a half a class
period.
Have,
it's half a class period. Excuse me.
Right. 40 minutes or so, 45
And I should know
minutes.
That. My grandson's a freshman at Ward, so I know they've doubled. So.
Right. We have 85-minute periods now, so...
Which brings me to my next question. Thank you. I know 2 years ago, I myself brought up the issue of kind of debriefing with the students after they take this test. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the pushback was there wasn't enough time. And I know this might not be your decision, but now that the class has a time differently, is that an option for the teachers? Through the chair to Dr. Title.
Well, is it a timed thing where they...
No, it's essentially what they complete in what would be a half a class period. You know, all the students generally finish it, you know, in that period of time. It's anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes is normal for taking it. I'd like to make a comment about the debriefing part. You would want a teacher, you know, to debrief who was skilled in, you know, sort of going through the issues. You never can tell, you know, what exactly might come up.
That's exactly my point. So yeah. If it's being given by certain teachers,
yeah.
Is that an option, Dr. Title?
I don't know.
Yeah. We've never heard of an incident after
right.
The survey was taken. I don't believe you've had that experience in Fairfield, and we haven't had it in the other four communities either.
Right. Have you surveyed that? Have you asked kids as they walked out? Or is this just meaning feedback?
We've often come back. The survey usually fosters focus groups with students. I don't know if we've done that in Fairfield. We did it a number of years ago, but in the last couple surveys that we've done it in Stratford and Trumbull and Bridgeport of doing focus groups, you know, with the students just to get their a little bit more anecdotal information about the information that goes into multiple choice testing. So.
That wasn't right after the test was given. It was...
No, there were probably weeks that passed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering if you've ever looked into that, how students feel about some of the things that are brought up. I think there's some very interesting topics that two middle school and high school kids could be very...
It's interesting when you give the data back to students, they generally think it's actually worse than what you reported, not better. And I think there is some sense on the part of people that, you know, everybody's drinking, everybody's using drugs, and some students like to talk that way. And in fact, you know, those numbers are generally not all that high, you know, so some of it comes as a surprise to the students.
Mr. Patton.
And actually to answer our health class, when the survey is given through the chair to Dr. Title, is only a half a period anyways, now, right? Or is it a full 85-minute period?
They're in the skinnies, right? Right. So that would be the half a
it's
period.
Half, so they wouldn't have more time to do anything. Yeah.
Not skinny. I'm sorry. It's politically incorrect. Mini, not skinny. So you would be restricted to that length of time if they're given in health class. But I think there's, you know, we would want to administer this in accordance with the you know, the way it's supposed to be administered. And if mm-hmm. it was supposed to be administered in a 42 or 44 minute period to keep it consistent and be able to compare the results to prior years, you'd want to keep the testing conditions as similar as possible. That's one of the benefits of doing this year every couple of years is you've developed trend lines. I remember the presentation mm-hmm. that you gave the board after the last one, and you're able to show some trend lines in there over a period of time. So we wouldn't want to change the testing method too much, because then you might wonder whether the results are really comparable.
That's right.
Did you have another question?
So my question was, in terms of, I assume that the one we have in our packet is the current test that will be given compared to the one that was, again, say 2 years ago.
It's the exact same one.
It's the exact same one. Okay, because you mentioned things like you know, sexting and what, and I saw the supplement, but it seems like that stuff, I seem to recall, was in the last one.
It was.
Okay, so the test is exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, there's been no change from the one we did 2 years ago. We made some substantial changes from the one we did 2 years ago, from the one we did 3 years before that. So,
if there are no other questions, thank you very much.